Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Yes, the train has left the station with coal in it. What? A lot of coal. You know why. Coal has everything to do with electricity. Hey, hi, everyone. Welcome, America, to your automobile enthusiast auto show, Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. It's a pleasure to be with you each and every week. I'm sitting in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Not any special studio this week. Decided to hang tight here with... we got alarms going off already. Look at there. Okay, we got alarms going off in the studio. Why not? Electrical stuff. So that's what this show is all about, is electrical and gasoline and diesel and, well, challenges that you might have with your ride. You know, this is not a home show, so I'm not going to ask you how your crib's doing, but I'm going to ask you how your ride's doing here this last week. All 3 hours of Auto World is all about you, all about your ride, all about your Auto World. Everything and anything that's happened to you in the positive way. Maybe, you could maybe call it in a negative way when your car breaks down, or your truck breaks down, or gives you grief on the aspect that you're, well, it won't start. Maybe at the gas station. Maybe it died on the freeway. Maybe you're in the shoulder right now on the freeway listening to me with the key on, and you need help because your battery's going to run out because you have your key on because the radio's on. So let's do it. I'm Mark Evans. I've been around in the automotive industry for 45 plus years now, and boy, has it changed, huh? Oh, and it has. It's going to keep changing throughout our whole entire career, all of us, our career here of driving our cars. Yeah, you didn't know you had a career in driving a car. Well, you do. Yeah, I know. The left blinker still turns you left when you push that lever that's on the steering stick down. The blinker turns on the left. And when you push the lever up on the steering stick, and you push it up, or pull it up, or whatever, however you want to do it, it goes right, and the blinkers turn on. Well, even that has changed in our life, hasn't it? Yes, it has. Some cars today, Mercedes-Benz, some Infinities out there, you turn the steering wheel, folks, and not only do the headlights move with the way the direction the steering wheel moves, like the Volvo T5s, it's kind of cool. You know, the headlights turn like your eyeballs. I'm going to the left. Why not turn the headlights to the left? And then, of course, when you turn to the left, the blinker turns on, and the cornering lamp on the left front fender lights up. That's on the side of the fender. And it's probably not even metal anymore. Probably fiberglass, maybe. Yeah, huh? Plastic? Yeah. So all of you have been through a heck of a career going along with me the last 45 plus years driving different types of cars. And I don't know why in the world you'd ever want to sell your first car, because, you know, you might have bought your first car in 1990. Maybe your first car was in the year 2000. Maybe you bought your first car in the 40s, the 30s, the 50s, whatever age you are. It's really, really a pleasure to have you along with me. Again, I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. Today, we've got a whole bunch to get to. Not only are we going to finish up, that AW product. We didn't get to it last week. I just gave you a little tease last week on what that product was. So we're going to finish that up, what product I'm talking about. I'm a little late getting that out this season. The season is cold. But anyway, we're going to get to it this week. Absolutely. So the first hour, hand me the hubcap, please. You know, the hubcap, folks, you know what that is. It's an old rusty thing that's the crew here has not cleaned it up, and I don't want them to clean it up. And then 1 week they put some WD-40 on it because I mentioned something about rust. And anyway, Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of the email bag. He's not in the studio today. He did take care of your emails, but I have with me today in the studio, to the left of me, stay back, get back, get back, stay over there. Not yet, not yet. Hang on to that email bag. Oh, yeah. My customer care expert, Who Cares Willie's in the studio. And he does stand up to his name, Who Cares Willie. So, PR, oh boy, customer care expert, he's the best there is. Anyway, hand me the hubcap, please. Okay, there's the hubcap, thank you. Yeah, thanks for not spraying any WD-40 on it today. See, the hubcap's got everything on in that hubcap today that we're going to be doing here on Auto World. First hour, second hour, and the third hour. What? You say you don't get the second or the third hour? Well, listen up. This is how you can get the hour of Auto World that you might not be able to get. It's real easy. Three letters. GCNlive.com. GCNlive.com. You can go right over there and just look up my name, Mark Evans, and best way, just look for Auto World. You'll see me sitting behind a microphone. Yes, a picture. A picture's worth a thousand words. So let me, once you get over there and look at that picture of me there sitting behind the microphone, I want to hear all your thousand words. They better be positive. All right. Okay, so what are we doing? Let me grab the first piece of paper. Oh yeah. First hour, a little touch and taste and a tease here for you. Oh, they're going to be building a plant in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, stay tuned for that. And what? This company is going to be investing $30 billion. And you know what? Well, you'll find out coming up here on the first hour. I can't even picture $30 billion, can you? Is that $1 bills? Yeah, I guess it would be, wouldn't it? 30 billion of them? How tall would that be? Well, I think they'd fall over. You definitely do not want to do it outside because the wind would carry them throughout the... Hey, that might be good. We might be able to have some of that $30 billion flying our way in front of our house. Anyway, here, we're going to be talking about that. And hey, do you remember the Model T? Raise your hand if you do. Oh, yeah. Six rows here in Auto World Plaza. All of them are raising their hand. Why in the world did the Model T get such recognition back in the day? Well, it did, and that's long gone. Some of you might even own a Model T. And if you do, again, I want to make sure that you can always share things with me here on Auto World. I look forward to that each and every week. And along Monday through Friday, of course, and Saturday and Sunday, Funday Sunday, if you want to add another day to the 7-day week, you can. Just email me. Share it with me if you do have a Model T at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's the email address, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. But we're going to be talking about something to do with another model coming out. It's not going to be the Model T. And, of course, we have for you. That's the first hour, folks. The second hour, what's up and coming? We got email coming your way. Of course, I'm going to reach into the email bag that you know who he is. Who Cares Willie, my customer care expert, sitting to the left of me. We're going to share emails with you throughout. But I got a great deal for you, folks, if you like water. So stay tuned for that on the second hour. And what happened on this day in automotive history? I'm going to share that with you. And he was only 15 years old back then. Well, that's kind of cute. Really neat. Really, it's amazing what he did, that 15-year-old back in that day. And got glare? No, I didn't say milk. I said got glare? Oh, the NHTSA has said, yes, you do have glare, and they are fixing it for us. Yes, finally, gasoline prices. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. Absolutely. Second hour. And third hour now is up and coming. Out of the hubcap it comes. There's turmoil in the EV truck market coming up on the third hour. And, folks, you are now finally saying no thanks. Finally. It took you a while. We're going to get to that subject. And, of course, where's the beef? We're going to find out what that's all about on the third hour. And as I promised to you, at the end of third hour, we're always going to have a word with Mark. And I promised you we got the question of the month. Well, that's for the whole entire month. That question is coming your way here in a little bit. And as I promised you, last week we're going to take you into the talk a little bit about garages. And you better be ready. We're talking garages, and get a pen and paper out and pencil out. Okay, first off and foremost, we're going to our first break, and you are the star of the show at 855-660-4261. Look forward to your calls and your emails. I'm Mark Evans, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio, live in Boise, Idaho.
Who's gonna tell you when? Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No good unless you can get away from it. You understand?
Yeah, we got her figured out. I got to get some air on the tires here. Heck, for some reason, the Auto World car, we had little tires in there. Everybody jump on board. Okay, that's enough air. My tire light was on, too. So we got a little air compressor there. We got to get air in the tires. And we're up and rolling now. That's what it's all about. We don't want to look like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rebel with, square tires, do we? Not. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your crazy nut behind the steering wheel today, Mark Evans. It's good to have you here. Each and every one of you from coast to coast, nationwide, I am very proud to be and say that. We are, like I said, hello America from coast to coast. Hello everybody over there in Medford, Oregon, all the way to California, of course, and Nevada, and all of you, all the way over to Massachusetts and New York, and everyone in between, Kansas City, Missouri. It's good to have you along. I'm very proud to say that. We are, Auto World has got some great Auto World AW affiliates. And so if you're listening, folks, you are all now part of Auto World's family, and that's what it's all about. You are the star of the show. I want to hear from you, of course, throughout all 3 hours of Auto World. Each and every hour is different. That means that I'm going to share with you emails that come in. Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of the emails here at Auto World. He's out of the studio. We've got, of course, stepping in for him. Oh, yeah, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie, is here. So, Eddie, the engine, I ask, and you folks have delivered. We've got a lot of emails to take care of, and that's where Eddie, the engine, is right now, actually taking care of a lot of emails, trying to find out and get the 911 calls out first to me. But that means that if you've got a problem, a challenge, a question, again, if you really do not like how the neighbor is putting the dogs in the back seat without rolling the windows down, you know, simple things like that. And I believe, yes, get the windows down, give them some air. That's what it's all about right there. Put the windows down. And we're going to be talking about here today for sure gasoline. Please head on over, folks. I invite you to go on over to our couple Facebook pages. One is Auto World Radio Facebook page, and you'll enjoy the pictures and things like that that we put up. Like I said earlier, pictures worth 1,000 words. Head on over and take a look. I shared with you not only there, but my personal Facebook page, Mark Evans. Got a few spots left to friend you, and you can friend me, and we can be friends. I think they've got a 5,000 friend thing there. I'm almost there. That's all right, but we can fill her up. So go over and take a look at the Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. That's the Instagram account. And you'll see a couple photos there of 19. Since we are in the year of 2022, we all sat here at the Auto World Plaza, and the crew, we all sat down and says, you know, why don't we talk about this gas thing that's happening this week a little bit, Mark? And I said, that's a good idea. So we've got a photo up there that shows a gas station of the price. Back in 1922 is what the price was back in that day, and then, of course, the price of today. And as I'm talking, everyone, the gas prices, you know, across the water there, what is happening in Ukraine and all, it's affecting our prices. I was stunned the other day just driving around here in Boise, Idaho, where I live and broadcast live out of the Auto World Plaza, is that the price of a gallon of gas today now. And as I'm talking, I understand that the national average now is $3.92, and now it's already up to $4 before we even end the show here already. That's how fast it's going. So I started in the gas station business years ago, 45-plus years ago as a young man pumping gas. And one of my jobs was to basically change those numbers. There were metal tin plates, and I had to walk out there with a big long stick with a suction cup on it, and at the curb there at the front of the building here in Boise, and I had to change the price of the gas. And I do remember that. It was difficult to do, and it wasn't computerized. And I had a manual stick, metal plate, and I remember doing that. It was quite, fun, because the guy across the street was called Friendly Fred's. And I was working in a Conoco station, and boy, the owner of the Conoco station, I was that grunt guy, where I started at the bottom, and that's what it's all about, and all before I really started mechanicking and being a technician. If that gentleman across the street lowered his gas price by 1 penny, I was out there with that stick changing prices. And some days I was there, no kidding, twice and three times a day. Well, today it's all electronically controlled, and boy, I think their keyboards are on fire! Fire, I'm saying! They're hitting the keys so fast! Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. Got some news for you there. But first and foremost, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Email's good, folks, at all times. I know we have some great Auto World affiliates that take the show delayed on different days. You listen to me, you know, in your lunch hour, whenever, in the morning or afternoon or whenever, and that means you can get a hold of me at all times at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget Facebook Messenger. You can Facebook message me. I do that, too, and Instagram, of course. We have Auto World Podcast. It's a quick reminder. I'm talking motor mouth mark here, talking too fast. You can always Google, just Google it, Auto World Podcast. I'm right on the top. And, of course, our website is autoworldmedia.com. So let's get to it. So who's building what in Saudi Arabia? Well, Lucid Motors. Yes, you know, Lucid Motors, another EV company. They built that one automobile. They're doing pretty good with it. Well, they've got a plant in Arizona. Yes, Arizona, they have a big plant there that they're building their air machine. It's called the Air Dream Machine, EV automobile. And they're building another one in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if that's good or bad, but the reservation numbers. Yes, you had to put a reservation. You had to, you know, put your name down and all that. And some of these reservations did cost money. Some start at $100 and go all the way up to $5,000. And this, now there are reservations that they had reservations, folks, at $17,000. And now it's all the way up to $25,000. And it's exceeding $25,000, I understand. And this means more potential of sales. And what that number means is about $2.4 billion. And they're in their back pocket. Now, one thing I want to highlight here is that we've all lived in the last 2-3 years, haven't we? Oh, yes. And you've heard me talk a little bit about it behind the microphone here at Auto World about the supply chain issues. Well, have you ever heard of a car company, you know, yes, we've had the chip problem with the problems with the cars and all, and not getting the chips for your computers and all, but Lucid Motors. They did not like the glass or the carpet. It's not up to their standards from their supply. So their supply people, so they canceled the cars over carpet and glass. Not up to their standards. When we come back, we're going to the email bag and much more with trivia right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
According to Ukraine officials, a ceasefire was broken by Russian forces. It's the second day in a row that attempts to evacuate civilians from battle zones was foiled. Several outlets are reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempts. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a national speech, urged his people to continue to resist. The global death rate from COVID-19 is about to cross 6 million mortalities. According to Johns Hopkins University, the toll was at more than 5.9 million as of Sunday morning. Here in the U.S., the death rate is nearing 1 million. Six people, including children, were killed Saturday afternoon by a tornado that swept through central Iowa. Emergency officials in Madison County say four others were injured when the twister touched down in an area southwest of Des Moines. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers? How about the World of Whiskey? Jeff Brooker here from the Classic Dram, and we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Track. Let's get going. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's good to have you along. Before we pull this bad boy away from the curb, I think I needed to get that open sign up. Get some lag screws in this thing. The bolts broke last week. Now we had to put some lag screws in there. We're open now. Everybody knows that. And we've got air in the tires. Let's pull this bad boy away from the curb and get going. Well, first and foremost, don't forget, you can get a hold of me right now from the in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me, folks. My address is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over, take a look. I'm sitting behind a microphone, so you can't miss me. There might be a couple more Mark Evanses, but it's Auto World Mark Evans sitting behind the microphone. Good to have you along here in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm glad. Well, we've got 6 rows and a lot of people involved, and that's what it's all about. A lot of you are, thanks for being here, each and every one of you in the rows, and each and every one of you out there listening on our great Auto World affiliates. And today, let's start off. I forgot last week we started the question of the month. So let me ask you the question of the month. And a lot of you, I asked you to deliver, and that's thank you. Appreciate that. Gives me goosebumps, man. I mean, that's what it's all about here at Auto World. Question of the month, I asked and you delivered, is that I want to hear your responses, your comments, good or bad. This is interactive, all informative, and all things automotive. And the question of the month is, now this is going to be going to go on for the whole entire month of March, and the question is, do you want all of the safety features in a car and truck? Again, question of the month. Do you want all of the safety features in a car and a truck? Give you some examples, you know, like the vibrating seat. Your right bun's getting vibrated on, the massage, and your left bun's getting massaged. Oh, yeah, when you get too close to someone. Here's another one, maybe. Do you have a beeping going on when you're parking or getting too close again to someone on the road? So you got a lot of beeping going on in the seat, and beep, 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 and you're getting too close, and it's beeping because you're getting, you're parking, and you got bells and whistles going off all over the place. How about that automatic lane departure and centering, where your car pulls you back into the lane? You kind of saying to yourself, well, I'm not, you know, you're sober and you're doing good, but the car's driving for you. So are you getting lazy and just taking the hands off the steering wheel? Do you like all that? How about the automatic braking? You say, yeah, I know this car stops. It won't let me hit the person in front of me because it's got automatic braking. Oh, yeah, that's just to name a few. So with that, let me share with you. We've got Eddie, the engine emailer, this last week. He pulled some of the emails out, and I do appreciate you folks answering. And here's one right now. It says, Mark, I like all of the safety features, like including the door buzzer. He says he's listening in Boise, Idaho on AM 670 KBY. Well, let's do a shout-out. Shout-out! Woo! Yeah, to our locals. Yeah, there's our shout-out horn. And that's Ralph, by the way. He says, great show. Thank you, Ralph. And I'm glad you like all the safety features, and thank you for your opinion. Absolutely. Shout-out to AM 670 KBY right here in Boise, Idaho, of course, and you folks in Nampa and Caldwell and Ontario and Baker, Oregon, and McCall. Hello, McCall, Idaho. Good to have you along. Mountain Home is in there, too. Oh, it's good to be along. And, again, a question of the month, and I'm going to be sharing with you folks each and every hour some of the answers. We've got a little bag here to the right of me, and I've got the email bag to the left. Oh, yeah. Okay. Question of the month. Do you want all of those safety features in your car and truck? 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800. Oh, mixer machine to make you sound good. And you will sound good. If you're too bashful to call, just don't forget, email's good at all times. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now, a couple things here before we drove it away from the curb. The curb feelers were working. I had to put them back on because I drive kind of crazy and all. We're going to have trivia throughout all the 3 hours of Auto World, so let's give you a little trivia right now. Back in 1952, the engineer, his name is John Heatrick, develops the airbag and patents it in 1953. By the time the auto industry folks finally begin using them, the airbags, John Heatrick's patent has run out. Oh, I wonder if he might be missing out on some, you know what, some good stuff there called green money, lettuce. Yep. Okay, so we've heard about Ford, haven't we? Have you heard about what Ford has done? They're separating. Yep. You do remember the Model T, don't you? The assembly line that Henry Ford did? Well, Ford, Mr. Farley, president of Ford, has now, this last week, he literally announced that he's separating the company, folks. That's right. He's separating the company in two parts. One part is going to be EV, electric vehicles. The other part is going to be the ICE operation. ICE stands for internal combustion engines. And that means internal combustion. That means burning gas and diesel is going to be over there to the right of them. And the EVs are going to be over to the left of them. Completely separate. Completely separate. They're looking at raising... You ready for this? Yes. And they're saying they're not looking at doing it. They will raise, as they state, they will raise $50 billion by 2026 for the EV side of Ford. Yep. And they're calling it Model E. Model E. Yep. You'll all be able. We're living the times again. You know, as they say, history repeats. Well, we're all going to be able to buy a Model E. And you know what that stands for? It's electric. More than ever before. Yes, you know, the Mach is out. It's an EV, you know, the E electric vehicle and all. They've got the F-150E that you can, you know, plug it into your house. And in case the power goes out, that's kind of like that portable generator. You just back the F-150 up and that lightning, F-150 lightning, it's all electric and charge up your, you could have your microphone going on and charge your cell phone and your TVs and all that with that truck. Yep. They're looking at spending $50 billion, folks, by 2026. We're not too far away from there. On the on the Model E side of Ford, and they're going to, as they basically are saying, that they're going to have and produce 2 million EVs. Yep. Jim Farley, the president of Ford, he's been praised for his leadership since taking over Ford as the president and CEO back in October 2020. And he continues to shake up things. Of course, their stock is heading north, absolutely. But they really are. Ford announced this week the restructuring plans, two divisions, the Model E, and then the ICE operations side is going to be called Ford Blue. And they're going to have, of course, the existing commercial arm and the Ford Pro, which is the commercial vans and trucks and all that. But, their future is huge, and they're talking about streamlining the internal combustion business big time and strengthening the existing sub-brands, including the Bronco, the F-Series, and the Mustang. With new models coming out, as Jim Farley states, it's brand experiences. And if you had an experience with the Ford Bronco back in the past, you're going to have another experience again. Uh-oh. There might be an electric Bronco coming your way. Oh, that's going to be a good little treat, isn't it? I just love putting, the hands on that steering wheel at 10 and 2 position and just having fun. The love affair is back. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We're going into that email bag and helping you with your car questions and truck questions. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here on the first hour of Auto World. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Like I said, in fifth gear, it's good to have you along, speeding right along. It's, oh man, got to slow it up. Got some rubber on the track. That's what it's all about. Okay, now, first and foremost, here at Facebook, of course, our address is our Mark Evans. And the next Facebook address is Auto World Radio. And I did state and put up there and post for you folks some AW, Auto World Fuel Saving Tips, because the prices of gas have gone, you know, well, my truthfully, what's it, back in 1922, I believe the gas there in our photo, what, 22.9 cents a gallon? And then, of course, this is that just, oh, by God, that was regular, leaded regular, which we don't even get today. It's unleaded. It's watered down. All right, I won't go there. 22.9 cents a gallon. Let's just say that we had a 15-gallon tank in our, 1922-23-24T. It might not have been as big as 15, but let's just go with 15 gallons. And then the other photo, it showed, what, 5.99 gallon, 0.9? Uh-huh. See, that's pretty much $6, isn't it? So if we add that all up, well, that's a, isn't that like 20, what is that, 2,500% markup since 1922? We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but I want to give you some AW fuel saving tips. I've got quite a few of them here, so let's just get started there. First and foremost, folks, scan your computer for trouble fault codes. If you've got an engine light on, I do not want the engine light on. Period. Today's cars are all computerized. The computer manages. It's the manager under the glove box there that manages all the sensors. So make sure you get the engine light turned off first and foremost, because you're not going to get the gas mileage you need if the engine light's on. Get that fixed. Second thing, how about the fuel filter? When's the last time you had your fuel filter replaced? Does it really matter? Yes, it does. You've been running a lot of gallons of gas through that fuel filter for many, 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 many months, maybe even years. Now, some of you might not even have a fuel filter, truthfully. You go to the parts store, as I'm asking you to go to AutoZone or O'Reilly's or Advanced Auto Parts or Pep Boys. Or okay, just go to the parts store and you say, well, you don't have a fuel filter. Well, Mark Evans on Auto World said you did. Well, no, some of these vehicles do not have a fuel filter. You have a sock. That's right. Not the dirty sock from your brother or your sister, the white one. No, no. It's literally called a sock. It's a slash filter that's on the... It's in the fuel tank, folks. It's actually, yeah, you can't do it yourself. But it's basically it's mounted on the bottom of the electric fuel pump module. Yep. It snaps right onto the little electric vane-style electric fuel pump, and it sucks up fuel right out of that fuel tank. Yeah, that electric fuel pump, folks, is sitting in the liquid called fuel, and it sucks it that right through that little sock. It's a very little sock. It's about the size of my granddaughter's foot, 3 inches long, maybe, if that. And sometimes those get completely plugged up. It depends on how well you are managing putting that fuel nozzle into that fuel spout. So that's another little saving tip. Make sure you don't put dirt in a tank. Okay, another thing before we get right into the email bag here. Transmission service. Yeah, when's the last time you had a transmission service? The fluid completely replaced and, hey, by the way, your automatic transmission today has a, you know, they all have filters in them, and that filter is very small, very thin, and they get clogged up, causing your ride not to shift properly. It's sluggish. It doesn't shift at the right RPMs of what your engine needs and wants. So, see, your transmission is computerized also. That's right. It's got electronic solenoids in it. And those are actually attached electrically-wise to the computer that's under there by the glove box in your vehicle. And that main computer is basically wanting to read the transmission codes and tell the, the computer is saying to the transmission, we are now at 3,500 RPMs. Please shift it into the next gear. See, they talk back and forth together. So if you've got a filter that's plugged up in the transmission, you're going to, well, it's not going to shift correctly, and there goes your gas mileage. Hello to $6 a gallon plus, huh? In some areas. Over $4 here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. So another thing, too, is to make sure that the technician and mechanic shop actually scans for transmission codes. That's right. You actually don't have a transmission light coming soon to a dash near you. I hate to tell you that, but it's coming your way. Yeah, you're going to end up seeing not only an engine light, an ABS light, a tire light, but now, hello, transmission light. You happy with that? Well, you should be, because, see, all of us today, there's no more full-service gas stations, and we basically drive by the seat of our pants. Yeah, well, what this means is if the light turns on and it says transmission, you know what you're going to do? You're going to call Marco here. Mark is going to say, oh, yeah, let's scan that transmission. Because every single gear that automatic has, all the way up to 8 now, that's right, Dodge has 8, Chevy's got, I believe, 7 gears. There are electronic solenoids that tell it to move. The manual parts, that is. So make sure you get that thing scanned, and let's get that solenoid replaced. One more thing before we go in to the second hour. Fuel injection service. Yep, you're fuel injected, folks. You need to get a fuel injection clean. You got fuel injectors there that have holes in the end of those injectors that are literally submerged into the integral part of your combustion cylinder there where the piston is, and they get all carboned up because the tips do. The byproduct of fuel burning is carbon. And so it puts on a spray paint coat of carbon, causing those holes in the fuel injector. Oh, did I happen to say the holes in the fuel injector are smaller than the hair on my head? I scratch my head, and I tell you what, there's not much hair left. Anyway, small holes. So if you do not have those holes clean in that injector, it's not going to go with a vapor spray. It's going to go drip, drip. Goodbye to my gas. Goodbye to that liquid called gasoline. So get a fuel injection clean. Okay. All 3 hours of Auto World, we're going to go back to that list of the fuel-saving tips. But let's go to the email bag. Let me hand that to me. Who cares, Willie? Got to dig in that thing. Thank you. Who cares, Willie? He's my customer care expert here at Auto World. He does a good job. Who cares, Willie? Yes, he does. Thank you. Now, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com, folks. And that's how you can do it. And by the way, everybody gets some kind of a detail gift inside and outside of your car, okay? We'll make sure of that, pulling that gift out of that Lincoln Continental that we have here. It says, hi, Mark. Love your show. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Tuning in every week here at work on 102.9 FM in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate, right there in Lawrence, Massachusetts, which would be WNNW 102.9 FM. That's Lowell, Haverhill, Lawrence, and Andover, Massachusetts. Love it. Thank you for tuning in all of the cities and people and folks around those cities. Thank you for tuning in on 102.9 FM. He says, I'm doing my own brakes, on my 2003 Benz and was wondering if you have any tricks on bleeding my brakes. I replaced the front calipers and can't get a firm brake pedal now. Thanks for being here. Keep up the hard work. Well, thank you. Carlson in Massachusetts. Carlson, thank you. And by the way, send me an email back first and foremost here of your address so I can get you out some great detailed gifts from great sponsors we have, McGuire's and Solution Finish and some other folks. Carlson, bleeding brakes are, it is tough, but the main thing I want to do, you said you replaced the front calipers. They do not say for sure right on the caliper, right or left. So I want to make sure your bleeder screws are pointing up. So that might be your problem first and foremost. Make sure the bleeder screws are pointing up. If they're not, you got the right one on the left side, which it should be on the right side. And then there is a lot of tricks. A pressure bleeder would be the best, but you want to suck out the air. Okay? You can get a syringe and suck it out. Get a vacuum hose, hook it, make sure the bleeder screw is loose. Start literally at the right rear. You're going to have to do the backs too. Right rear, left, and then let's see, right rear, left front. Hang on, we're going to close this hour up. Carlson, I'm going to actually help you here off air. Thank you for emailing. Appreciate it. That's how you do it, folks. The garage door's going down on the first hour. We're going to see all of you back here on the second hour. Good to be with you. Drive safe and motor on.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.